Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Usually with us on Mondays, but today on the Tuesday with the bye week, a little bit of a different schedule. And joining us on the Swartz Carlton guest line, if you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. Eagle safety, Roddy McLeod, brought to us by Riley and Sons Moving and Storage, the top movers for all local and long-distance moves. Visit RileyandSonsMoving.com. Philadelphia Eagles making a move this year to the top of the charts. Rodney, what's going on, bud?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Rodney, how was the bye week, man? How's life? How things going?
Bye week was good. Got a little bit of time to relax, get away from the game a little bit. Enjoy New York City a little bit and see some of my family and friends. So it was a good time.
Rodney, I'm ready to get back to work.
You didn't go on any boats or anything, did you?
Nah, no boats out there.
Yeah, you know, like with teammates, boats and teammates during the bye, they just don't.
What was that, the Vikings fiasco?
Yeah, I know what
it just
did.
Seems like everyone goes on boats and they get all, you know, dumb.
Yeah. Hey, Rodney, when you're in a bye week like that, especially at 8-1, what is the balance for you? I don't know if you know your teammates, but let's just talk to you for a sec. Of getting away mentally. Mm-hmm. Or not, and staying locked in mentally. Like, what is that balance? How much was football on your mind in those 5 to 7 days? How much was it not on your mind?
It's hard for it not to be, especially in the situation that we're in. Mm-hmm. And knowing, the game that we do have ahead of us, Dallas coming up, which is a very important game for a lot of different reasons. And, I definitely got away, but like I said, it's still hard to stay away too long with the opponent coming up and then with football being on TV. And then also, working out a little bit just to make sure I don't lose everything that we worked, worked for and up to getting up to this point. And so I made sure, I did some workouts and everything so that when I come back, I'm ready to rock and roll.
Is there part of you that worries that some guys will have trouble getting refocused?
I don't think so, man. I don't think so. Not with this team. Not with everything that we've gone through this year. Guys are just, focused on one thing and one mission, and that's winning the division. And what better game to come back for after a bye week, a division opponent. We're 3-0 in the division. They're 2-0. I believe so. There's a lot at stake, and it's obviously the Dallas Cowboys, man. So, they don't like us, we don't like them. So, it's about to be a heck of a game come Sunday night.
Did you have a chance to see the game on TV against the Falcons, or have you watched it in prep this week?
I caught a little bit of the game. Was doing some stuff, but I caught a little bit of the game. Was able to see, kind of things that they're doing a little bit where they kind of struggled. And then obviously going to watch a lot of film today and then this upcoming week to get prepared for Sunday night.
Do you think you personally could get 6 sacks against their left tackle, Chaz Green?
I think I have no chance. Again, 6.
That was awful. I've never seen anything like that where it was that much of a disaster.
Yeah, I've yet to see that as well. I don't know if was that a record?
Well, it's one off. Derek Thomas had 7.
Okay.
Actually, I played in a game against Derek Thomas where he had 6 against us, and I should have been helping more than I did. But Derek Thomas had 7 in the game once.
Yeah, 6 or 7 is both impressive, man. It's hard. It's very hard to do. No matter who you're going against, that's hard to do. So I was impressed, but also shocked that he was able to, come away with 6. You don't see that too often.
No, you don't. And it was all the more impressive. Adrian Claiborne didn't use a move.
Yeah, no. Just speed, man.
He just ran. Just ran right at the quarterback. Hey, so do you think you guys will be prepping for Tyron Smith at left tackle? Has there been any discussion on that front?
I don't think we haven't discussed that yet. We came in briefly yesterday, practice, you know, went over, you know, a few of the things that that Dallas like to do. But haven't talked about injuries, don't know who's going to be up. I think we're just prepared for whoever shows up, honestly.
Yeah. Is Dez Bryant still good?
Oh, yeah. Dez Bryant is definitely still a good receiver in this league. You know,
does he get too much credit?
I think he, you know, I think he gets the credit that he deserves. You know, he's a guy that he's physical. He plays the ball well. He has good, strong hands.
Yeah.
More of a, you know, possession receiver over there, I feel like, and shows good run after catch ability. So he still has the ability, man, to change a game. And, you know, he's going to be a threat on Sunday, especially with Ezekiel Elliott out. A lot of other guys are going to have to step up, you know,
right.
Like him. Terrence Williams, Jason Witten. So it's going to come down to how, you know, how we play in the back end, which, you know, we like that each and every Sunday in this league.
Last year when you guys played in Dallas, there were three quarters of that game, you had Dak Prescott looking confused. I mean, there were times where I thought he would begin crying the way that
he was rattled. He was rattled.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you do that again?
I think it's a lot that we can do, you know, disguising, sending pressure at them, making them uncomfortable, especially with our guys up front that we have, and with, you know, their injuries up front. I think that's something that we can take advantage of
right.
and can play a huge factor in this game. So it's about making the quarterback uncomfortable, which we try to do each and every week,
right?
You know, in this league. And, you know, with that, as long as we get pressure, the time is off with the quarterbacks and the wide receivers, and then in the back end, we're able to make plays off of it.
Rodney, Rodney McLeod with us here, Jody Cameron, John Richie, Russ Tucker as well. Rodney, you said something interesting talking about a few minutes ago, the Cowboys and the division and the goal. John and I kind of get into a tug of war on this one. You know, once you guys established what you established a couple weeks ago, to me, the goal becomes bigger. Now, certainly you got to get the division first, but I think, you know, then you start setting sights on the conference. And I'm curious from your standpoint, how cognizant are you of where your squad is within the conference and that there's three teams with only one other extra loss behind you, and that you start, you know, not that you don't focus on the next game, but you're aware of what those other teams, who they play, what their result was. Is that a part of your thinking or not at this stage?
No, not at this stage. There's a lot of ball to be played. You start doing that, you start focusing on things that haven't even happened yet. And there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of ball to be played. All these teams still have to play. Seven games left. Who knows if they'll still be in the same position that they're in right now. And there's no telling for us either. So we just take it one game at a time. You know, our complete focus is Dallas. Our complete focus is winning the division. If we do that, then that should set everything else up for us.
All right, Rodney, let me ask you this thing, because this is where John and I really get into a fight. Sometimes fist fights, and he would win that fist fight, and that's why I try to avoid it. do I have your permission, and on behalf of all Eagles fans who are dreaming the ultimate dream, do I have your permission? Because we're not playing in the game, we're allowed to look down the road, even if you don't look down the road.
Yeah, you guys could do that for sure.
Thank you.
Hey,
it's hard for you guys not to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we promise we won't mess up the next game because we don't have to key in on an assignment. So we'll keep our eyes everywhere and we'll dream the dream.
My problem is Joe's looking ahead to February. And forgetting to enjoy the here and now, which is dominant play by you
Rodney,
guys.
Rodney, to be honest with you, with how good you guys are playing, I'm just trying to figure out right now if you're winning two or three straight Super Bowls. I don't know. Two or three. I don't know, man. You guys are heading in the right direction.
Hey, it feels like there's a real camaraderie, you know, not just on the defensive side, but offense to defense, defense to offense. Have you guys discussed at all the raging debate that's going on between, you know, who's better, Carson Wentz or Dak Prescott?
Nah, we haven't talked about that.
Because it's in your power to make a decisive, you know, like make this decision for people this week.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it is to go out on Sunday night and showcase your ability, man. Yeah. You know, I got faith in Carson. He's our leader. He makes his team go, and I know he's going to show up Sunday night and lead us to a victory.
Hey, Rodney, continued success, man. You guys are inspiring the region right now. And in all seriousness, man, keep it going because it's something special these days.
No, I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Rodney.
All right, there he is, Rodney McLeod on the Swartz-Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get a great backup Eagle who's always ready to step in. Otherwise, if you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Swartz-Culleton at 800-JUSTICE.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.